Come on, don't stop now. Hallelujah. Shataya la madaraya kata. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Somebody shout yes.
Yes.
Amen, amen. Be seated. You've been up for about an hour. Brother Dobbs, thank you for a masterful job in leading us the last hour of prayer. That was so good, so rich. Amen. Do you know what you just did? Let me do a little explaining here. Now, we're not done praying, and I'm not going to get up here and just preach to you for a long time, I don't think. We're going to do some praying, but I think you just need a break right now. Sit down for just a few minutes so you can get up and go again. All right? Amen. Amen. There's nothing more powerful in a person's life in dealing with the enemy than worship, than just worship. Amen. Now, when spirits come into your life, they always bring emotions, evil spirits as well as angelic spirits. They always bring emotion. A divine God spirit brings love, peace, joy, hope, faith. Evil spirits bring depression, discouragement, anger, envy, bitterness, wrath. All of these things are stirred up within us because we have emotions, and our emotions can be triggered by spirits. Amen. That's why Paul told us to put on the armor of God, because it protects your emotions. It stops you from being attacked in these areas. And Peter said to resist steadfast in the faith that enemy. Amen. Now, I want to tell you candidly, not everybody has the authority. Anybody can cast a devil out of someone that's possessed. Any believer can, whether they're saved or not, apparently scripturally. But that's different than just getting an enemy out of your house that's causing division and trouble. Because when a spirit comes into your home, the next thing you know, you're feeling a little aggravated with your wife. Your wife's feeling a little aggravated with you. Mama starts snapping at Junior because Junior's getting a little smart mouth, picked up a little attitude. And even Pentecostal homes can fail to recognize what just happened. And you guys can jump on each other and get aggravated with each other and just put your home in a tizzy because you're not recognizing what just came into your house. Amen. And when the Lord first started showing me this, it was a very perplexing time in my life as He opened up for a period of years. Any time a spirit came around, I knew it. And they would come in and I would try to pray them out. And they'd go, but they'd come right back. I'd cast them out. They'd go, they'd come right back. And watching this for a prolonged period of time, I began to tell my wife. I said, "Now, honey, here's how they work. Here's what's going on." And then one would come in. I'd say, "Honey, a devil just come in the house. He's right there." And my wife is like a chihuahua dog. "Where is he? Where is he?" She's ready to chomp him up. And I'd say, "Calm down, baby. Calm down." I said, "You just watch what happens now. Just watch." And it wasn't 5 minutes until my son said something. My wife got aggravated and she popped back at him. And I said, "Honey." And boy, when I did, "Why, you devil," she just turned. She went on the war path, you know. Now I'm going to tell you, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you don't have, there is a time when authority is given over these things, and it's done through prayer and fasting. But if you don't have that yet, let me tell you something that works 100% of the time in your home. 100% of the time, if you will worship God, I promise you that enemy's going to go. 100% of the time. If you'll just rear back and God, you're a great God. I want to give you all the glory. And your family will start getting together. You're not going to have a devil anywhere around your house because they can't stand worship. Come on, let's praise Him again. God, you're so worthy. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's not sometime. That's all the time. That's all the time. Through prayer and fasting, you can gain a place where God will give you authority over those things. And when you speak, they go and they don't come back. And that is something that's gained. The Lord gave authority in the 10th chapter of Matthew to His apostles, His followers, and they had authority over them. But that was after about two and a half years of walking with the Lord that He did it. Isn't that interesting? Amen. And so you want that. Many of you have that. And many of you are going to have that. But if you don't have that, and if you question that, worship God. Put on the armor. Resist the enemy and every emotion, and worship God. And you'll have victory in your home. Now let's touch on one other thing here, or maybe. Amen. How many of you want to see a move of God? How many of you want to see revival? How many pastors want a breakthrough? Amen. Amen. You know, let's address this for a minute. When we know, now you might do, I'm talking straight up, Paul Sharp here. I don't think it's the will of God for me to start dispatching angels and putting angels everywhere. But I can pray and angels are going to move. I do have Bible for praying and angels come and move and intercede and do great things. Amen. God will put angels in the middle of situations for us. There's no question about it. Amen. When we intercede and we get on our face and we're praying and God give us souls. God give us souls. That time of intercession, like Daniel's praying repentance over his nation, loosed angelic warfare in the world. And it came to his aid. There's a lot more to that story. And I know all of that. I get that. And I get why it was happening. I get he found the writing in Jeremiah, and it was God's timing. God needed a man to pray to bring these things to pass that he had prophesied. And all this is in play. And I do get that. But I'm telling you, it's the will of God for God to bring some things to pass in our lives, in our churches, in our cities, in our communities, and in our nation. And until somebody will get in that place and pray, until somebody will intercede into heaven, it's just not going to happen. But when people intercede, God moves. Now when we do this and we get to praying, God's going to send angels. And when you intercede, God's going to bring them. But when that happens and when we perceive that has happened, it's time to stop interceding. Quit crying out. Because when those angels come, it is time for warfare. It's no longer time to just get down there and bawl and squall for the lost and feel that ache and that groaning which can consume your soul. It's time to get up. It's time to get your warfare clothing on and your warfare prayer. And it's time to take the devil on head on at that moment. Amen. Now, you'll discern when these things come if you have that capacity. Amen. Sometimes you'll see it by signs. You'll see things breaking up. You'll see people starting to move. And then you know it's time to change your prayer. Amen. Amen. And when we change our prayer, everything changes. We believe this. And we went into intercession for a community, an area, intercession. I'll just be plain, the Asian community. And we went in, it was either 5 or 7 days of prayer and fasting for this area to break it up, the spiritual strongholds, which are strong there. It's all Buddhism. It's all bound by false religion, perversion. And we did that, and then we sent in a minister to go into that area to get Bible studies. And everybody been praying. He goes in. He tries hard, gets no Bible studies. Said, go back. He goes back, tries hard, gets no Bible studies. Good man, this man knows how to get Bible studies. A third time, I said, do it again. He goes, and I call him up the next morning. I said, how'd it go? He said, man, I didn't get anything. And now I'm getting mad. And I said, all right, here's what we're going to do. Time to get off work. He told me, I said, tonight you're going to go down there and you're going to be there at whatever time it was, 6 o'clock, whatever it was, 5 o'clock, I can't remember. Seems like it's kind of early, 5 o'clock. And I said, I want you to, we're not going to talk. I'm not going to visit with you, but I'm going to go down there and I'm going to pray. And we're going to take authority over that area. We're not going to intercede now. Now we're getting into warfare. And I said, what I want you to do is just go down there and just walk the sidewalks. And anybody you meet on a sidewalk, you ask them for a Bible study. Don't knock a door. Don't go into a business. Just ask them. And I said, God will send them to you. And so I drove down there. I'm alone. I just happened to be alone. And I opened my door. And when my feet hit that pavement, man, something come on me. And it just came out of me. And I said, I bind you in Jesus' name. I take authority over every spirit in this area. And I begin to declare these things. And then I screamed out, 4 Bible studies now, tonight. And I begin to pray and declare it and pray in the Holy Ghost. And I'm on the sidewalk. I'm walking blocks up and down sidewalks. I see my man over there. Few streets over, and I forget him. I'm on the war path. I'm praying. He's reaching. And he called me in 45 minutes and said, I got 4 Bible studies. Well, in the middle of that, I'm praying, and something popped out of my mouth while I'm saying 4, and I said 5. And I said, where'd that come from? And I said, all right, it's 5. And I just kept, well, when he called me, I said, you got one more. There's one more coming in. And so I just, in 15 minutes, he had his 5th Bible study. I'm telling you, when you start, what happened? What happened? I'll tell you what happened. We prayed and we broke it up with intercession. But now it's time for the angels, the warring angels, to come in and drive out everything that's going to hinder a man of God from working in that area and taking authority over it. Now, every pastor's got to learn the spirit of his city. You got to learn the spirit of your city. Amen. You're going to start a new church here. You might think you know it, but God can speak it to you specifically. And when you know it, you do a couple of things. You pray against it, but you know this. Whatever that spirit is, let's just name one. Spirit of unbelief. All right? What do? As a man of God, you preach faith. You get in that pulpit and you're going to be hammering against that. You're going to be preaching everything that thing can't handle. You're going to be giving that congregation every word they need that'll come against that spirit. Then you're going to be looking for it. You're going to be looking in your congregation for any little thing. any little thing that you can see where that spirit's working, and then you're going to correct your people, and you're going to say, no, we don't, it's not that. No, we don't talk that way. Here's what we say, and you're going to combat that spirit. And you're going to break it up. You're going to break it up. Amen. Amen. And Brother Herod and I were talking last night, and I agree totally with something he said. He said this, Brother Herod, you said when a man's starting a church and he's got a bunch of people come to his church from other areas, it's proof positive that he has not defeated the spirit of his city yet. Because they come in from outskirts. That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And you can know for sure, when you break it up, your neighbor's coming in. The one two doors down's coming in. You hear me? You hear me, saint of God? You hear me? Because this is the reality of it. Man, we're taking on the spirits of this world. And if you can't see that this world is in spiritual trouble, you what's the matter with you? We are taking these things on. And I want you to know we will win. We absolutely will kick them out. We will overcome them. We will take them down. They don't have a chance against a son of God, a woman of God that knows how to pray in the Holy Ghost and knows how to walk in the Spirit. They don't have a chance. Not a chance. Shkalamurakasa. Hatalamokosha. Hey, Kalamo. Does anybody know what warfare prayer is? Batayolo makashata kati o tata balamase nakari o tatayala ye kamo sakaria takota yaborita la mosheneka ika patata yala raria sata kamo mario tagase yakala gasata la mota me odisha na mogo sikata la bokata nama yahasata bo ye bogaria takamala nataka badia tata dayala beaka yoshata la moka ikara boriata ye gala sata la mobadita negari otta la bagasha ya potanaka. Come on, somebody knows. Somebody knows. That's it, sister. Yada yasya tata kata la moka. Moria de la mose. Yasya tala mogoti kata la moka tala baha. Oh! Come on, that's it. No fear. Makala moria syata la mogosita. No intimidation. Makata la makasya tata. Yata noria ka. Yatala bogosika tadadayala maha. Yobari yataragase. Yatala biasyatara bogasata. Malabadio kateyatika tadadiyatakada. Yes. Come on, no doubt, no begging. Mario shanabagasa. Natala bogosita daya. Somebody needs to go in warfare for their child. Somebody needs to go in warfare for their family. Oh! Yes, ya da da la bagadasa. Nata da di atakata ya la bagadasa. Yes, yes, yoka malamania sata. Oh, yes, mayo da dia tata la kadia takaria tata modia sata. Come on, come on. Somebody get angry. Somebody get mad at that thing that's been working you over. Shapala mogadia shata.
Yes. Yes. Ababala gadayola makata dabadia shatata tataya yatata katala mogadia shatata badia takata tatahata yobadadia katata hatala mogadia shatadia ye katala mogabara sitata yala mokata hati yotata katata tatata le modia moyo shana maha yono maha yarara yakaraha yakaraha ya bado da 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 dia tata kala ma ba 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 ya ta ya sha ka ta da da dia ta da bo da da ye ri ya sha la la ri ya ri ri ya sha ta da da dia ta ha oh ya ka ma la ma ga se come on break it up break it up warring angels. Yoshana mata hataka yotata yotata yakapota yari asyatata ha no tada gadia tata ha yagalabata ha yakadada ha shamoriata yes. Shikabala bagaria siata tata kata tata 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 yes! Somebody believe God! Kabada viata kapata nabadia tanamua! Somebody believe God! Makayala bogosina diatana! Shoko yo loko tala masita ni akata teota. Ipolo makali osata. Neta da yo la kata di osata. Shata la mogosaka. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, magayala mokata dayala. Come on, declare what you want in the spirit. Speak it in the spirit. Proclaim it. Makalamodia shanama. Yes, 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 yes. Ola kapatana motaka tatayala yata da boda da dia takata nata da yala boda kasa yada ya shalamaka yes oh magala moga she la katada boda sa. Yo katana mokatia. Yes. 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 Come on, speak it. Speak it. God sends the angels. Shokala Mariasa. Moka da 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 ya da 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 ya la ba da da ka da da ya la ma da di ya da ka. Yes. Ya da ya ya kama la ma di ya da ka di ya da ka ma da di ya da ka da da la moka da di ya da ka ma di ya da ka la ka di ya sa ha. Yo da la ma ba ba ya la ga sa da ka ha. Ya da la ma ga di ya da ka da ya da ha. Come on, declare it, speak it. In the name of Jesus. Yes. 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 Balagasana diata kalamadia. Yes. Ila boda diashana. Katayo makata dadayo tata. Yelo bushana hati. Yakata la mogariasa. Come on, somebody. No begging, no crying. Speak the word of faith. Declare it in faith. Proclaim in faith. Mo palamo odada adaga dadala bogada diata. Yo sotola makata diota. No palamagase. Yatino di gasa. Kamalio Shana. Declare it, declare it, declare it. Yes, 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 yes. That's it. That's it. Lay hold on that thing. See it. See it. Speak it. Know it. Declare it. Bala kalamosi. Natada badada la katisa. Motolo magada daya la bogosa. Isho no gola badada dia katada boha. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Ila garia siatalamogata. Come on, take it by force. O kalamoshana Maria sa. Yes. Oh, kalamolia shakata. Yo tarabaria shakata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Malabogo Shalamagadiasa. Glory. 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 Mapokatana Modala Badasa Tata Kaliata. Kotololia shalamudisana. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Now, maybe one more point. Amen. Amen. Maybe one more point here. Be seated. Hallelujah. Don't you quit on prayer, though. Hallelujah. Some of you just broke some stuff up. Some of you just loosed the power of God, the angels of God, into situations that literally are going to turn upside down. Now, let me explain that to you. Let me explain that to you. Amen. Amen. This kind of praying is done in faith. Now, some of you have spiritual authority, and you need to use it. It does you no good if you don't use it. Just like any gift. Unused, what good's it do you? Authority is one of those. Amen. A pastor called me. Said, "Oh, Brother Sharp, we are fighting some things right now in our church that we have... It's been many, many years since we fought like this." Every pastor can understand that minister. And they called and they said, "Want you to pray for us. Pray for us." And I said, "Okay, here's what I'm going to do." I said, "I'm going to come to your city." And I said, "I'm going to take authority over that thing. And I am going to... maybe I should say something else. Yeah, I should. We got this false doctrine in Pentecost that says a pastor is over his city and he's got authority in his city and that's it. Give me scripture. And listen, we're men of God. We are not men of a location. We are women of God. I had different situation to clarify that. I had another pastor call me and he said, "I want you to pray for us. We need spiritual dominion because..." And it was a situation where people were spray painted the church, graffiti on the signs, slanderous things, and police come out, checked it all out, and they did it the next night, the whole thing again after they spent a day cleaning it all up, spray painting the masonry, and doing all this stuff, and satanic symbols and. Just this kind of junk. Just junk. But it drives you nuts. And he called me. I said, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to come to your city. And I'm going to pray over it." I got off the phone. And I said, "God, can I do that?" And here's what he said to me, Brother Wright. He said, "When did I put geographical boundaries on your authority?" And I said, "Oh, Lord, I guess I'm too Pentecostal." I said, "I'm sorry, Lord." I said, "Okay. Well, okay, that's when I learned that. I went up there, I prayed over it, all of it stopped. They arrested the guys. It was all clean. But anyway, this other pastor, I said, "I'm going to come to your town. I'm going to pray." And so it was a long day. It was a hard day. I was wore out. But I couldn't quit. I had to go. I drove the miles to get to their city. I got to their city. It's after dark. And I go to the courthouse because ruling spirits over towns always work in the political sphere. So look at your Bible. It's always in the political sphere. It took Rome to crucify Christ. And anyway, so I pull up and it happens again. I open that door, I put my foot out, and buddy, something come on me. And I got furious. It's anger. I don't know how else to say it. And I dropped my finger screaming at that courthouse. I command you, let that people go. I take authority over you. You will submit to me. Now, you say, that's not Bible. I'm sorry. I'm not smart enough to know that. But I definitely, and I told that devil what to do. Well, I get done. I feel a release of fury. I'd get in my vehicle. I go on to the church. They're in the middle of service. I go through service with them. And they ask me to preach. So I'm just, when I get home, I want you to know I'm tired. And so I get home. I go to the bedroom. Wife's already in bed. Get ready to get in bed. And as I get to the bed, sit on the side of the bed, the spirit of that city, the controlling spirit of that city come through my wall and is right there in front of me. I'm frustrated. I said, what are you doing in here? Get out of here now. Well, he did. He went out. And I go to sleep. Get up in the middle of the night. Nature calls. And when I get up in the middle of the night, and I go to the restroom, I come back to the bed, and there's a window there, and he's sitting outside my window on the ground. He's sitting out there on the ground. I go back to bed. I sleep, get up early in the morning, refreshed. Sit up, stretch. He steps through right in front of me again. And then it hit me. I told him to submit to me. And he's there. And I said, okay, here's what you're going to do. And I told him what to do about leaving those people alone, releasing that church, letting souls come into that church, letting guests come into that church, and don't you hinder them. And he went. I said, now get out of here. And he went. I got a call a few days later from the pastor's wife. And she said, oh, Brother Sharp. She said, this is hard for us to even comprehend. That thing is broken. She said, everybody we talk to is saying, yeah, we'll come to church, yeah. She said, the guests are coming in. We had so many guests. Everything has changed. And I said, okay, let me know when it stops because this will not last indefinitely. But you've got a window of opportunity here. Now, I told you that to say this. You just prayed a prayer. And you have got, many of you have prayed over something, and now there is an open window of opportunity. Maybe you got serious about a loved one or a family member, or you just brought the power of God and angels of God to bear in the middle of a climactic situation in your life. Well, it is right now. It's opening. And when you sense that, whatever you got to do, you do it. I want you to know you witness, you reach, you pull on that family member, you believe God, and you step in the middle of that because that's what this produces. 5 Bible studies in an hour it'll produce. because it breaks up the forces of evil. Amen. Now, if all you're doing is interceding and boo-hooing and doing your little patty cake for Jesus, I want you to know intercession is good, but there's a point when you stop interceding, when you see something start to happen and you get your warfare clothes on and you take that thing on head on in faith, knowing that God's going to do it. Come on, let's give God some glory. Stand with me right now. We're going to worship. Worship God right now. Come on, give God the glory. Give God the glory. Come on, praise Him. He's moving in that situation right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's it. Give God glory. Give God glory. Give God glory.